Hi, it's Barb in Missouri. We are at the McDonald's in Columbia, Missouri, and just had dinner. I had a Big Mac snack wrap. It was very good. And now we're on the home stretch. We are 2 hours away from Kansas City. We're going to drop off DS number 2, and then he's going to take a bus to come home later in the week. He needs some work on his car. And we, pretty straightforward driving. We stopped to get gas. Or we are going to stop to get gas. It's $2.99. And we get the boys to open up the doors. And then, do we need to dump trash, guys?
Do you want to do that together?
Yeah. Why don't we do that here? Because we're waiting for Dad. I think he's... You want to give me that stuff there? And then the pop can, too. So,
Thanks.
Yes. Thank you. Okay, does she need water? Okay. So, anyway, we are on the home stretch. So, had a good... couple hours, DS number 1 drove, did a good job, and now DS number 2 will drive the home to Kansas City. While I was in the car, I listened to a lot of podcasts. I listened to a really, really good Ed Reach podcast, Google Cast, I'm not sure what it's called, but talked a ton about really interesting things, what's changed in Google. I'm really anxious to see, she said, how Google Docs now has clip art, so can't wait to start checking that out and talk more about Google Sites. And then also heard American Magazine podcast. I like their podcast. They interviewed Father Schlegel, who used to be the president at Creighton, where I went to college. And then I listened to a bunch of Catholic Under the Hood, and boy, Father Serafin is amazing. He knows so much, and he just can put, you know, all that history together. Really interesting. So I have to be in the mood for him because he is so deep. I have to be and have a good half hour time where I can just really listen. So I was able to do that. So now I gotta get back on the road, get gas. My Aunt Rosemary sent me an email. I was able to look at it real quick, and she sent a link to an Omaha World Herald article, and I went to it, and unfortunately, we found out that one of my husband's students died yesterday in a car accident without a seatbelt. And he had her for chemistry this semester, and well, next semester too. So we're pretty shocked. And so I'm glad we did come home early so my husband can go to the funeral. And that's really tough. It's a very small community, small town in Nebraska, and real tight. School. Everyone's real close. It's 7 to 12, 7th grade to 12th grade. And boy, this is going to be tough. So anyway, have a good night, and I will catch you at home. Yippee skippee.